And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going to number one of the Triple Dipper. As I do, let me just remind you guys, there is a poll, a Christmas Right Side poll waiting for you on both Twitter and Instagram. Go to Right Side Radio on either one, Right Side Radio poll. Things about Christmas. Just give us the basics. Things like, you know, have you finished your shopping? Do you eat turkey or ham for Christmas dinner? And then, oh, by the way, is Die Hard a Christmas movie or is it not? That's on the Right Side Radio official Twitter page and Instagram page. So check it out and let us know. I'll read the results out after tomorrow's show. So number one, Triple Dipper, climate change Chicken Littles. You remember Chicken Little? The sky is falling. The sky is falling. It's always panic. It's always like, oh, everything's bad. The sky is falling. Well, that's the climate activist. The sky is always falling with these people, right? I mean, it defies logic. I mean, in the 70s, we were told it was going to be global cooling. And then we were told it was acid rain. And then we were told it was going to be, I don't know, and next thing you know, it's global warming. We're going to lose the polar ice caps and the oceans will rise and God forbid and yada yada, and water world. And then next thing you know, they have to call it climate change because they need to be able to, they recognize they were losing because they kept being too specific. Now they got to do climate change. And now everything is climate change. So piece here on townhall.com by Dennis Prager. He did a great job with this. And he sources it. It's real. Did you know that Christmas gifts are bad for the environment? Well, this is where we are now. Because they don't have anything else. What are they going to do? They got to find something else to kill your joy. So why not Christmas gifts? So, I mean, Dennis Prager points out, you know, they hate the automobile already. They just want you to live in high-rise apartment complexes in an urban environment and ride public transportation and bicycles and walk. That's all they want you to do. Like China. That's what they want. And then, you know, if that's not enough, then they want to target families. You stop having kids. Kids are carbon-emitting machines. So an increasing number of women, it says, including married women, are now choosing not to have children. And then he says, and now we have another joy of life that progressives are targeting in the name of combating global warming, Christmas gifts. He said, many progressives have long opposed giving Christmas gifts in the name of combating consumerism, but now climate change will soon constitute the greater moral reason. And he cites an article from the Daily Mail. By the way, this came out just in the last few days. Came out 2 days ago. In the Daily Mail, a woman wrote, last year, surrounded by wrapping paper and abandoned gifts. I suggested, I bet she's a joy to live with. What do you bet? Isn't there a verse in scripture about better to live in the corner of an attic than in a house with a contentious woman? Just saying.
So what was she doing with her abandoned gifts?
Last year, surrounded by wrapping paper and abandoned gifts, I suggested to my husband, Chris, bless his heart, that next time we shouldn't buy anything for each other or the children. And she went on to basically force her family to join her in this. Says, we're increasingly aware of the global impact of our purchases. Everything we buy the kids goes into a landfill. With the planet on fire and plastics everywhere, it seems like we're at a moment of reckoning. This woman is like living in a panic state. And here's her words, quote, I've forced this rule on the family. How about go pound sand, you Scrooge McDuck. Telling my mother-in-law, my in-laws, the brothers and sisters not to buy the girls anything. Her kids. Don't buy them nothing. My sister was appalled and very cross that she would be thought of as the mean old aunt just because I want to strip the joy out of Christmas. Why should she have to? I think her sister's spot on. I mean, just because.
Seems like a solid argument.
Yeah, just because you went bah humbug and tried to play Grinch doesn't mean I have to. And then Prager points out, he goes, this woman's article encapsulates so much of the darkness the left represents. First is the war on joy, because part of the joy of Christmas, especially for children, is receiving gifts. Second, it's a war on altruism. Gift giving is an altruistic thing. Third, children are the primary targets of this nonsense, and progressives seem to lately have a particular animus for children, he says. Fourth, the woman who wrote the article has no qualms about imposing her beliefs on everyone else. And fifth, progressive reasoning is not only morally defective, but also factually defective. He says, just remember this rule. Everything the left touches, it destroys. What? That's a horrible article.
So does that mean she's stopping buying everything?
I don't know what she's going to do. I guess she's going to go run naked in the woods and live scared.
I mean,
get her own reality show, probably.
You've got to take that down to make your own food. Where does that end?
It doesn't end. When you live like that, it doesn't end. When you live for having no joy, you keep finding other reasons to drag people into it and making it worse.
Let me guess, she's running for some office somewhere so she can impose her will on others.
It's just, you know, apparently that's her thing, right? How about this one? I'm weeding through my stack over here. Climate change, chicken littles, imposing their will on everyone else. The Alaskan Democratic Party, according to the Daily Wire, story 3 days ago, the Alaskan Democratic Party is exploring amending its platform to call for an end to all oil drilling and fracking in the state. Let me just remind you guys that Alaska produces they're the fifth highest producer of any state in the nation for what we rely upon in terms of crude oil. 159 million barrels of crude in 2022 alone. The oil industry estimated to have been responsible for $4.8 billion in wages and 77,600 direct and indirect jobs back in 2018. But they're willing to say, you know, everything's so bad, we just got to do something. And so, yeah, a guy named Tim Hinterberger, who's a professor at the University of Alaska, he is actually asking for the amendments to the state Democratic Party platform that they will move away completely from drilling for oil in Alaska.
You know what else Alaska has? A lot of really rough people and more land than any other state to make bodies disappear. Just saying. That's loony.
It is. Follow-up statement here. Alaska would be quickly bankrupt if the petroleum industry was shuttered. Nearly 20% of the private sector workforce is paid directly or indirectly by oil and gas development. But they don't care. The climate change chicken littles, they could care less. It's not about anything that makes sense. It's about, oh God, the sky is falling. Take drastic measures. I mean, they're going to start, I don't know, self-flagellating here for too long.
I don't even know where, like, how do you...
As long as it's not self-flagellating, that's a different story.
How do you...
Because that produces methane, and they have a problem with that. Which, by the way, I'm going to bring up in the next article. Did you know that?
Are we getting tickets for farting?
Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and Just plain right. Well, welcome to our numero dos. We're in the second hour of the show already on this Thursday before Christmas weekend. I got to tell you, climate change chicken littles is what we're talking about, right? Bro, I've already talked about the fact they don't want drill for oil, even though it'll tank their economy. They don't want you giving Christmas presents to your kids because, you know, God forbid, joy and all that. It's bad for the environment. Well, they finally got to the point, they just went ahead and admitted that the end state here they need to get to is we just need to quit living. So here's the deal. Townhall.com has a piece written, came out yesterday, as a matter of fact, says latest global warming cause has been exposed. It's what the Green Warriors wanted us to do the entire time. He says, a part of me can't be shocked concerning what these greenies say is causing the Earth's temperature to allegedly rise. For decades, we've gone through the ringer regarding global temperatures, how they might end human civilization. And he goes on to talk about all the different ways that we've been told over time, and it kept changing. Anyway, now it's global warming. Coal, fossil fuel, natural gas, they've all been targeted by the environmental left, though not solely over climate change. The latest trend is one that exposes what these green freaks have wanted us to do all along, and that is to die off. Because breathing is bad for the environment. Did you know that? Now, they do point out, they say that they've done testing in this test I'm about to tell you about, and that humans also exhale methane, but I'm pretty sure the methane's not exhaled. It is pushed out, but...
Okay.
I'm getting far afield now. But nonetheless, just so you know, it's not about cows having to wear diapers now. Now it's about people. People are hurting the environment.
So what's the point?
Well, the point is that it is better that we all just die than the Earth have to put up with our presence. It's hard. No, you know. Worship the created, not the creator, right?
Be my guest if that's your choice.
Yeah, you first. Yeah, hey, green activist, you first. Save us the trouble. Humans may be fueling global warming by breathing, a new study suggests. Exhaled human breath can contain small, elevated concentrations of methane and nitrous oxide, both of which contribute to global warming. Methane and nitrous oxide exhaled by humans makes up 0.1% of the United Kingdom's greenhouse gas emissions, says the study.
What percent?
0.1.
Oh, that's doing us in.
The gases are in addition to the carbon dioxide that humans also exhale.
Is that even considered a statistic greater than zero?
Barely. Apparently it registers, they say. The study was led by a Dr. Nicholas Cowan from the UK Center for Ecology and Hydrology. I bet he's a Dr. Doom. What do you think? It involved 104 adult volunteers. They found that nitrous oxide was breathed out by every one of them, while 31% also exhaled methane. Why were only 31% of them exhaling methane? Did they eat something?
How does that work?
If you exhale methane, then why is there only 31%
of them? Perhaps they should go see a doctor.
There's something wrong. What did you?
Because that means 70% of us don't. So that's probably.
Well, yeah. We did have Chipotle for lunch. Those who did not exhale methane in their breath still probably release the gas through ion flatus, the study said, which refers to burping and flatulence.
So here's the question. Does the doctor have kids?
All I want to know too, was this a government funded study?
Probably.
Who funded this? He says, so the end result of this is if we don't breathe, we can curb climate change. It does point out too, breathing is technically carbon neutral because carbon exhaled came from carbon plants extracted. And anyway, I don't know. I'm still curious about the 31% exhaled methane.
So you would have to assume, be it creation by God or creation by Big Bang, that we exist as an accident. Like we're not, because why would we not be part of a system that with plants and all this? Like, did we learn that in basic biology?
Talking about the circle of life?
Yeah.
It's a circle of life.
I mean, isn't that the assumption that we're a mistake then if we're killing the Earth simply by breathing?
That's a great point. So you're right. So the fact that we're here is a mistake, because surely this, there would, yes, we're damaging everything
and
else.
How many of them have kids? They just perpetuate the mistake.
And they're allowed to vote. So Silas from Harvest says, doesn't death composition produce methane? Dang, Silas went straight to the dark side of this thing. He says, doesn't death composition produce methane? Danged if we do and danged if we don't. He is right. Teresa from Town Creek said, so bad breath's going to kill us. I think bad breath already does. You know, take a breath, mint, and let's move on. But yeah, Teresa, apparently they're saying 31% exhaled methane. I don't understand this. But anyway, it's nuts. These climate change chicken littles. Now, let me move on to one that, which one do I want here? I mean, it goes on and on. Like, here's one, a short article, Canada from justthenews.com. Canada will soon mandate 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, sources say. Canadian federal government will release final regulations that mandate all cars sold in the country will be zero emissions, which means most will be electric vehicles. Well, as long as they live under Trudeau, I believe it. That guy's a nut. It says the regulations will require automakers to produce the cars, but it will not govern what the dealerships are required to sell. Here's what's going to happen. Canadian automaker manufacturers are going to move south of the border so they can make what they want to make. And they'll ship it back across the border, and then there'll be an import-export fee they've got to deal with. And it'd be more expensive for the average consumer, but they'll still have gas-powered vehicles on the roads. What do you bet? Have I got a call? Oh, Brian from Huntsville. Oh, I see where this is going. Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing okay, but I thought I'd mention, based on the amount of methane that comes out of people's mouths or any other orifice, so to say, it is, if you're vegan, or vegetarian and everything, it's based on what you're eating and how your body is processing it. That's the same thing with cows, buffalo, and termites.
So you're saying vegans are bad for the economy because they eat more roughage. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And if you get a chance to Google it, check out termites and their amount of methane versus cows.
Termites? That's so. Yep. So now we need to go ahead and, well, we're already trying to get rid of termites. So Citricon systems for everybody. Get rid of the termites. Save the world. That's what we're talking about now.
It is based on diet. you folks have a good one. Thank you.
See goodbye. You, man. Take care. So vegans, now we could say that we should have a rebuttal here. I like Brian's thesis that vegans are actually worse for the economy because of the amount of
environment
they consume.
You mean?
Oh, sorry, the environment.
I mean, they may not be great for the economy.
They're
either.
Not good for the economy either because they don't buy meat. Jerry from Decatur just went bad. Jerry from Decatur just says, if farting doesn't get us, burping will, airborne. This show has quickly devolved.
Yeah. So this is ruffian humor now. If we get rid of, like, all living creatures, then all the plants will die because no one's making carbon dioxide for the plants.
That's right.
So then the Earth is dead. Or are we just looking for a rock in space?
See, somewhere along the line, they skipped that whole cycle of life thing. This is the way it works. And I'm pretty sure God intended it this way. What else have I got before the break? Do I have anything else for the break? You know what? I'll save this one for after the break. Let's take the break right now. We'll do that. Coming back up, don't forget, bottom of the hour, Butters and Lee. Lee from Huntsville calling in to join us in a brief moment. And start getting yourselves onto Instagram and Twitter. We need you guys to do the right side surveys that are out there on Right Side Radio's Instagram and Twitter. Simple questions. How do you handle some certain Christmas things? And oh, by the way, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? That's one of the questions. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Oh, my gosh, this audience. I tell you what, Navy Phil from Athens, do you see his text? He just says, as one with a minor in physics, the quoted percentage is statistically insignificant. I propose that we off the greenies and conduct a follow-up study. It might help with the Democrat issue also.
Possibly.
Oh, that's too funny. By the way, I got to tell you, right as we're about to go back on the air, here I am doing this, you know, climate change Chicken Little segment. And I'm looking over at the news and I realize a story just popped up in the last, when did it come out? It came out in the last hour on Fox. The state of Maine, apparently they're having a major winter storm of some type up in the north northeast. And they've had long-term power outages. The state of Maine was prepared to have its legislature vote on an electric vehicle mandate. They've had to delay it because of widespread power outages, which I find to be the height of irony. I'm sure it's cold and miserable up there and everybody's lights are out and they need them to come back on. But the fact is, the article points out, it says a top Maine state environmental agency delayed its highly anticipated vote to approve a sweeping electric vehicle mandate amid a storm that caused widespread power outages. And it went on to say the expectation is that roughly 80% of electric vehicles, or here it is, 80% of electric vehicles would be unusable because the power is out for so long that they wouldn't be able to get a charge. They would lose their charge.
I am far from an expert here, but I would think that Maine would be one of the last places that you could make a fully electric life work. I mean, you can't have enough sunlight if you covered the state in solar panels. You know, I mean, that's,
well,
duh.
I mean, look what happened. Was it Texas? Was it last year or the year before? Yeah, that major cold snap. Yeah. And they had gone to a partial electric grid. They had the wind towers, and they had a bunch of them just freeze up. Now, they were unserviceable.
Now, I could see in their defense, it was an uncommon thing. Maine, you get like 75 feet of snow it gets dark early. Like, I don't know. It just seems like a really bad place to try.
By and large, coal-fired plants keep burning.
Yeah, there is that.
Nuclear plants, they tend to keep burning.
You keep putting gas in the combustible engine and it keeps going.
Keeps on running.
Yeah.
By the way, you hear me say this. I don't mind an all-of-the-above policy. I mean, let's be common sense for a second. God forbid. I don't mind an all-of-the-above policy. Put some mixed renewable, they call them renewables. Are they really renewable? But they put some other, you know, newfangled versions of electric power generation into your portfolio. I'm good with that. Have some wind, have some solar, have some hydro. And then, oh, by the way, how about have some nuclear and some coal and, you know what? Get it all done, and then if one goes down, the others pick up. That's what you do.
How do I get a thing attached to my mouth so that I can breathe into my engine and combust that methane that's coming out of my mouth so I can stop paying so much for fuel?
I'm pretty sure it won't burn long because it's only 0.1. Last piece I've got here, story off of the AP, which was an extremely slanted article. You know, most of my sourcing in the rest of this segment has been from what I would call conservative viewpoints. This one came from the AP, decidedly not conservative. But it says, climate activists have spray-painted a superyacht. They blocked private jets from taking off. They plugged holes in golf courses. Plugged holes in golf courses? Like going out there on the putting greens and plugging the holes? That's saving the environment? Anyway. As part of an intensifying campaign against the emissions-spewing lifestyles of the ultra-wealthy. It says tactics have been getting more radical, some protesters gluing themselves to roads, disrupting high-profile sporting events like golf and tennis, and even splashing famous pieces of artwork with paint or soup. And they are now turning their attention to the wealthy. It says, we do not point the finger at people, but at their lifestyle, the injustice it represents, said one activist who I won't even bother naming. She said the group is protesting unnecessary emissions, such as super-rich individuals going to pick up pizza by boat. In a climate emergency, it's an atrocity, she said. Her group is called, by the way, Futuro Vegetal, or Vegetable Future, which means, by the way, that they probably have more roughage in their system and they're worse for the environment. They spray painted a $300 million super yacht belonging to one of the Walmart heirs and then held up a sign reading, "You consume while others suffer." I'm looking at it thinking, I don't think they went to Davos to speak at the conference and, you know, and then, oh, by the way, protested all the super yachts, not super yachts, but jetliners that flew in with all the super elites.
If they didn't walk to the port or the airport, I don't want to hear what they have to say. Like, if they got in a vehicle, like, shut your mouth.
Yeah. And apparently they're vegetarians, so that made it even worse. But you're in the vehicle with them.
That's nuts.
Oh, Raven from Russellville says, catch and burn cow farts to generate energy. Talk about natural gas. There you go. This show has quickly.
I think we've just begun.
John from Huntsville says, Chicken Little sandwiches, a side of home fries, and some maple bacon donuts should be the official meal of Right Side Radio.
Definitely sounds like a shirt.
I think he's onto something, yeah. Daryl from Tony says, think about the effect cold has on batteries. Yes. In fact, I had a story that I don't, you know what, it may be in my next segment coming up later on the wages of wokeness, but there's a electric car manufacturing plant that caught fire recently because of the batteries. Just saying.
Maple what? Bacon donut chicken sandwich with fries on it. That.
Lord. I might be wearing a diaper at that point. Chris from Gadsden says the greenies should lead by example. If they really believe the breathing is dangerous to the world, they will lead the way and stop breathing first. I'm with you. Let's just, you know what? Save the world one greenie at a time. How about that? Tom from Huntsville says Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie. Leave out a pair of shoes and some extra mags, LOL. You know what? If old boy just had a pair of shoes, If he did all that barefoot and bleeding, what else could he possibly have done had he just had his shoes? Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean, God, what a good series.
That movie came out. I remember when that movie came out, I thought Bruce Willis is an action guy. And after when I was like, Bruce Willis is an action guy. And after that, Bruce Willis was nothing but an action guy. Ryan from Hazel Green says, Bruce Willis ended his Comedy Central roast with Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. He lied. He lied. It's a Christmas movie, man. It's got to be. John from Brownsboro says, Die Hard was set around After Hours Christmas party, and Hans Gruber even said, ho, ho, ho. John McClane was wishing his favorite beat-up cop Merry Christmas as he was bleeding out against impossible odds. It's the kind of Christmas movie every red-blooded American can get behind, which makes it the best Christmas movie. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with Butters and Lee.